So I'd like to read a little something today as we get started. Here we have, I was never born and I will never die. Neither do I perform any action, good or bad. I am that pure, attributeless self. How can there be any bondage or liberation for me? Oh. Today we have two requests, so we're going to take them in the order received. Okay. One was the question, what is the source of I am? The other was to do a bit more on no doer. So we will be getting to those. But for now, rest in reality. Rest. Take a breath. There is no person here to be speaking. And there is no person present to be listening. Supreme Spirit is. So follow a breath, breath coming in, and aware of a breath going out. Just aware. Just aware, breath flowing, just flowing. Letting go, letting the body relax, let the muscles release any tension, letting go. Awareness does not need thoughts. To be awareness. Just relaxing in the flow, cold breathing. Letting go of thoughts, of feelings or sensations. Aware of what is present, but not doing. Be as you truly are, empty. Just leaving everything, leaving thoughts, leaving ideas, leaving I am, leaving God, leaving consciousness. Just empty. There is only you, here and now. Since before time, you were present, and you are the only presence that is here now. Be still. So request number one, I don't know exactly how to put it in words, but the devil says I am. The person says I am. And the name of God is I am. Yet, there is only one presence in this house. So, what is the source of I am? Can you elaborate on that? Okay. So what is the devil anyway? It is thoughts. It is thoughts of who you are not. It is false concepts and false beliefs that are presented to be accepted as truth. And once accepted as truth, in this way, the idea of devil can bring the sensations of suffering. The devil has no real existence as an entity other than in our thoughts and imagination. Okay, the next one. And the person says, I am. Okay, so then who is the person? Or what is the person? So once again, is thoughts, beliefs, and ideas about who you are not. Such as having been born and living a personal life, and then at the end of it having a death. That's person. And just as the devil, the person idea has no existence in reality either. It is a compilation of memories, thoughts, conditioning, beliefs, but it has no true existence as an entity, as a sentient presence. Okay. So the idea of person and only seems real because of our accepted confusion as to who and what we already are. Okay. Okay. The name of God is I am, and the name of God is I. Okay, this is also a thought concept. Okay, and the other one, the only one presence in the house. Okay. And infinitely everywhere is pure being. It is you. So that presence, the one presence, there's only one presence in this house. And that one presence, that essence without form, is pure being. That's all that can be there because that's all that there is in existence. So that one presence is infinitely everywhere. It is like space. It is pure being. It is you. It is the source. And source does not have a source. Okay. So the question, what is the source of I am? There is no source of I am. It just is. Source has no source. It just is. That sometimes is difficult for mind to accept. It wants explanations, it wants descriptions, it wants adjectives, but there are none of those for source. The best we can do is that it is, it just is. So the source, the I am, the I is neither body form, nor is it mind form. It just is. And you can say, well, it is present. Yes, it is present because that's all that there is. It is the only presence. And it is beyond every thought, and it is beyond every word. There is no thought that can reach it, and there is no word that can describe it. This is why we are given the pointings and the way showing to the heart, because that's where it becomes discovered. You're not going to see it, okay? Because it is not an object, but you are going to discover your own identity. And the way to that discovery is in the heart. Okay, so then the source I am is thought, or what we call mind. Okay, and as long as we are using words in regard to anything, we are speaking in concepts. Please make sure your computers are on mute, your microphones are on mute. Okay, let's do the source again of I am is thought. Again, whenever we are using words in regard to anything, we are speaking in concepts. That's why you might hear someone say, "Don't believe a word I'm saying." Because the words that are used are concepts about something that cannot be spoken of. Okay. So I am is idea, and the words that are used to point the way to what you are. Because what you are, again, it cannot be described. So we acknowledge there is a presence, and that presence is the I that I am. But I can't describe it. So we can use the words I am in a couple of ways, right? This is still in the realms of duality. So when we use the words, either we are going away from personhood and the supposed bondage into a deeper understanding of who I am, right? We're in prayer. I am present. That is the tr we're trying to use the words to speak the truth of what I am. So just saying the words I am and dropping any adjectives that might rise, and just being still in the awareness of what I am is representing. And also, when we use the words I am, we can be stepping into that self-imposed bondage as a separate person who believes it is a body and a mind, but nothing more than that. So you have the two ends of the one pole, so to speak. Either it is used in the knowingness of what is, or it is used to describe myself as a body. I am hungry. I am tired. I need to do this. I need to do that. So, actually, if you're paying attention, most every day we state who we are. We use the word I, and we use the words I am. But unfortunately, we usually add a bucket full of adjectives after those words. Now, that is not to say that during the day, in the course of conversation, we do not use the term I am, okay? I need you to bring me those papers, or I need you to give me a call at 3 o'clock, or I am going to meet you at 4. We use the terminology I and I am throughout the day, but it is the wise one that knows that those words are meaningless. Okay. It knows that there is no person there that is going to do anything because only I is present. So we use them in the knowingness that I am speaking to accommodate the situation, or I am using it in prayer, in the knowingness I am present. So when we, with reverence and devotion, use the words I am, they can help to carry us into the heart of silence and then there we drop them. We drop the words. We drop it all. We just step into the silent emptiness of being. So they help to bring us to this silence. It is the home of your being. That which you truly are, and in that stillness, that knowingness is discovered. So stay in the knowing that I am is the term designated and designating God's presence, which is my being. So we had that question. Devil, the person, the God I am, and what is the source of I am? So, you have any comments or questions? Do you need something made a little bit clearer? There an understanding there?
Mary?
Yes, that's love.
Thank
That's
you
love.
for answering the question. You say no adjectives, but what's its nature? Does it have what, like Goldschmidt speaks about function and substance, and what is the nature or the qualities of this presence?
Okay, but you're looking for adjectives. Mind is right now looking for out for a way to describe what is indescribable. Okay. The qualities, you can't speak of the qualities. I mean, you can say that it is infinite, eternal love, it is immutable, it is immortal. Oh, Ernest, Ernest, Ernest. Oh, what is it? You can speak of its you can speak of its qualities. You can speak of it being infinite love. You can speak of it being infinite grace. You can speak of it being the peace beyond understanding, the serenity, the infinite emptiness. You can speak of all those things, but you are speaking in concepts because no word is going to touch what is present. This is why I was saying, when you use the term I am with reverence and devotion, and you move into the silence of the heart, the answer to that question is there, but it's there without words. It's there without descriptions. I mean, we could go on all day trying to verify and speak of the qualities. But again, we'd just be talking because when I perhaps use the word love, you have a dictionary for that, and everyone here has their own dictionary for what that means. So when I say it, I'm saying it from the from my understanding of it, but it's interpreted 100 different ways by the personal dictionaries. So when we say go to the heart, there's the knowingness of that, but it's the knowingness without words.
Thank you.
Okay. As I said, mind does not like, or the unknowing mind does not like to be without descriptions and adjectives and all of that. Because it feels like it's on safe ground. If it can describe something and put it on a 3x5 index card and put it in a file and know exactly what is taking place. But what is cannot be described in such a manner. You cannot put it even in the Webster dictionary. Try as they might, and you definitely can't put it on a 3x5 card to be filed away. Okay. It's beyond description. Go to the heart. Still. So, any more questions on this one? Let's go on to then request number two. I'd like to suggest more instruction on No Doer. I've been listening to the two lectures you've already given on it, but I think I need more. Maybe it's tied to the word happening. To me, things happen or they don't. Okay, so. Okay, I'm going to start with this statement. There is no doer and nothing is happening. Okay, so hold on to that for a while, for a minute. So there is a challenge here to a thought, and we have spoken over this before. So this first challenge here, to me, things happen or they don't. Okay. Meaning that's your personal understanding. To me, things are happening or they're not. Okay. And as you speak those words or run them through the mind again, take a breath. Everybody can do this. Take a breath and look from the heart. And not the head. So who is the me that can have things happen to or not? Or who is the me that thinks it is seeing things happen? Because that thought is indicating, suggesting and conditioning that there is a me. And this me is a doer of seeing or the doer of experiencing. So that would be your first practice when that kind of a thought rises. Okay. So I know that mind, to mind, this sounds out of whack, that there is no doing anything, no one doing anything, and that there's nothing happening. Mind probably is shooting all kinds of thoughts and ideas in regards to that. But mind is accustomed to recording and judging appearances in some way, and that's what it wants to do. Okay. And if nothing is happening, there can be no judgment. And the other side of that, when there is no judgment to what is being seen, heard, touch, taste, or smell, then you can un recognize that there is nothing happening. So there wouldn't be any judgment in that deep understanding, nothing is happening. Okay. And there would be no thoughts rising to contradict that knowingness that rises in you. So then, if nothing is happening, then there can be no doer involved. All right. So, if we look at the term happening as expression or appearing, then maybe it'd be a little bit easier to see that in order for there to be a happening, there would need to be someone or something for it to happen to. There would have to be that duality. There would have to be that sense of separation. So, first law, consciousness alone is present. That's all that's here. Nothing else is here but the infinite presence of formless infinite presence. No person or persons. And since consciousness is infinitely present, then who or what or where is the doer? Consciousness alone is the only presence, and who is the doer? Okay. So to have doership, you would have to have separation. You would need to have a person to portray an occurrence upon other persons or things apart from it. But using I in that regard is trying to say there is a person here trying to do something to another person or to something. Now, that state of what we call doership does not exist. Okay? The state of doership does not exist. It is a concept. It is an idea. It is a projection of thoughts. Okay? And that is because consciousness is all. You are not a person doing or attempting to not do. So consciousness being all it is, there are no others separate or apart from itself. You don't have the duality. You don't have the separation necessary to produce a doer. So the idea of doer or doing is just that. It is ideas. It's a concept. A concept about something that takes place in separation. Okay. Now, we might even use the term I am. And then add words after that in an attempt to state there is a presence that is the doer. Okay? I am going to go wash the car. I am going to do the laundry. I am taking her to the shop. I am, okay. I am getting the milk out. I am going to the store. Okay? I am having a fever. I am now driving the car across the bridge. I am going roller skating. I am doing. Okay. Yes, indeed. The body is active in ways, but you are not the body, and you are not the thoughts. Even if you thought you were the one suggesting that the body get the milk or telling it to have a fever, or suggest that the body drive to the store, there would still not be a doer, and there would still be nothing happening. So there is no naturalness, and life is all about naturalness. But there's no naturalness in life or in being, which you are, to have a doer. Life unfolds as life unfolds in its own way. And because there is only one presence, we can say in that regard that nothing is happening because there's no one there for it to happen to. Now, Yes. The appearances, okay, are witnessed or brought to our awareness. Right? And even at times, we can even witness or feel the appearances on or in the body. But again, and this you might have to take to your heart, the appearance is not happening to a person or persons. Just as thoughts rise in consciousness, so too do appearances come and rise in consciousness. Because that's all that's here. Whatever is in my awareness has to be rising within the consciousness that is present. So the appearance is rising in consciousness, but in our yet not understanding, and that not understanding is what we call ignorance. We split it up, that appearance, between the doer or doers and the one or the thing that something appears to be happening to. But when we get this in understanding that nothing is happening, no matter the appearance, no matter how hard thoughts or mind push to contradict and give reasons why that is totally unacceptable, there has to be the understanding of this within the heart that nothing is happening and there is no doer. Or doers. And when we do get this understanding, we can see very clearly and this clear seeing is also a beautiful understanding for those who are asked for healing help. So here we stay in the recognition that consciousness alone is. And we stay still in the knowing of being is neither a doer or a happening. Okay. So, questions or comments?
Good morning.
Good morning, love.
Boy, some of these questions are hard to phrase.
It's okay. Give it a shot.
Listening to you explain it again, I was thinking that maybe I'm not understanding from the heart. Maybe because I have the intellectual knowledge of what you're saying, but I guess I'm not seeing it from the heart. Maybe I don't understand that.
Well, we are brought up and we are accustomed to believing our five senses. And our five senses are always reporting separation. And in that sense of separation, the mind naturally judges that there is a doer and a happening. When in the heart, in the understanding that consciousness alone is, that there are no persons present, only consciousness is present. So there isn't a person present to be a doer. Consciousness is not person. Consciousness is consciousness. The person is but an idea, that personal sense of being a separate person is only a conceptual idea. It has no existence in reality. There is no separation in reality. Consciousness is all. Indeed, you are all. The you that is you is the presence of consciousness, not a Gary, not a personal identity. There are no personal persons. If you w practice, use the practice, or use your meditations to contemplate just that, that there are no persons, then comes the question for the withinness. Why are there no persons? Why is there no doer? And why is nothing happening? And you take that into the heart and you sit there with it. And that answer is there, because that answer is oneness. And I cannot describe oneness. But again, that when looking outward, that sense of separation is very prominent because of space. That's what gives us the illusion of separation. But in that illusion of separation, you indeed will come up with them. Those over there are doing something to those over there, or her over there is doing something to him over there. But that is not what is actually happening. That is the dream. That is the illusion of the sense of separation. And it is the sense of separation that every seeker is seeking to transcend, because we seek happiness. And for somehow we know that that happiness is right there when we no longer accept separation as real. Okay. So
Thank you, Nicole.
if you have the intellectual understanding, beautiful. Now, take that into the silence. Why is there nothing happening? Or why is there no doer? Or even better, why is there no separation? I do encourage you to take these into the heart and be still and sit in that silence with the questions that you have. Or if you have the intellect of it and you haven't quite made that leap, okay, into the esoteric of it, then sit with it in the silence. Ask, ask. Yourself will answer, because yourself is the only presence to answer. And there is a knowingness of when the self is answering and when mind is pushing forth its interruptions. You will know that difference. Okay.
I will, thank you.
Keep me posted.
Okay.
Okay, any questions at all? Anything? Any question or any comments on what we have spoken of today? Okay. All right. You can always send me an email if you have a question or even a text. I'm always happy to be there and help. Okay. Let us pray. Oh, most beloved, I am grateful for this day. I am content in the self that I am. In resting in reality, there is nothing more needed. All desire has left my attention. I am serene and peaceful in being. In gratitude and grace. Thank you. Thank you that it is so. Amen. Om Namaste.